This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
4 seconds to shoot. Giannis driving, lays it in. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Welcome to the 20,000 Career Point Club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Honestly, for a minute, I thought Giannis scored 20,000 points against the Mavericks.
Yeah.
So, by the way, already got approval from the bosses. Thumbs up on our new segment, The Vent. So we will work on... We'll work on that.
All-inclusive DFW topics is what we're going to vent about. So if you have any suggestions for The Vent, you can email your suggestion for all-inclusive DFW topics to Corey.Majors, M-A-G-E-O-R-S, at Odyssey.com. I'll take those in, and we'll see if we can vent as much as we want.
I like it. Now, the Mavericks got destroyed last night, and it is true they only had eight players. And the eight players weren't some sort of all-star collection of talent.
You had back the soul of Michael Jordan.
Yeah. No, you had Najee Marshall, Dwight Powell, Spencer Dinwiddie, Klay Thompson, Max Christie, O-Max, Kessler Edwards, and Brandon Williams.
At this point, Max Christie is still just a role player for you, right?
I agree. And he had a tough shooting night last night particularly.
Okay, because there was a point where everybody was like, dude, Max Christie might be the guy, like a key piece to this thing.
And I think he has a lot of upside for sure.
And when he's playing with an extremely talented group, he's probably even better.
That's a great point, because these last three games, he's not been good.
Right.
The entire month before, when you had, like, I know Luka was still gone, but like the closer to the team you were hoping for, he was shooting well, he was scoring, he was defending.
But that's the thing is, now he's asked to be the star on a team of a bunch of role players, and he's a role player himself. That's what it is. You are rolling out role player team.
Yes.
You are going to be beat. You're going to give up 130 points a game. Like, that's what's going to happen because you're playing against real NBA players.
Which we don't hate at the moment. I'll just speak for myself. I don't hate at the moment. I really enjoy the idea of not just the Mavericks losing, but I enjoy the idea of Hardy once he's healthy again, and O-Max and Najee and Max Christie getting as much of a run as possible. I know they're going to be part of your team, but I would really like to get a better idea of like what they can and cannot do over the last 20 games or so. That's only going to take you so far. But look, this season, it feels like it's done. It is a lost cause. You are now only 2.5 games up on the Suns. Now, I still wonder if the Suns will implode on themselves, because it seems like that team doesn't really care for one another. But you are going to be in position to probably miss out on the play-in tournament all the way. I'm just telling you right now.
At this point, it is what it is.
I don't envision them making it just because of all the injuries and honestly terrible personnel decisions that we have made along the way. Jason Kidd, though, he decided to step out and say, I need to make sure that you guys know something. Kyrie Irving's injury was a freak accident, not a result of workload. I think I'm with him on this. I know people are upset and they're like, Kyrie got hurt because you were overusing him. But if you look at the play where it happened, it was absolutely the result of a collision and then the aftermath on the fall that caused the injury. It wasn't like he was driving down the court and his knee buckled because he'd been playing in an inordinate amount of time.
When I first watched it, I didn't see the collision.
Okay.
And so I thought, man, that was just a weird plant, I guess. It didn't even look like a weird plant. It just looked like it was time. You know, it's that time. I took a step the wrong way. And then when I saw the collision, I was like, oh, yeah, that could have happened at any point. And that's the way that sports is.
And I want to make this clear. That does not mean I absolve the Mavericks from any of these other really terrible decisions that they've made over the last 6 weeks. I just don't think specifically overusage of Kyrie is what I believe directly led to the injury.
I'm with you. I do think that there is a little bit of he was having to play more minutes, and that is problematic, and it was going to be problematic for him anyway.
So you think if it wasn't there,
something was going to happen? It could have been a soft tissue injury.
I'll concede that.
Something could have happened just because his body, he's at a different age.
That's fair.
Somebody did ask this, and I was thinking about this morning though, as I was listening to Jason Kidd talk. He sounds frustrated, even for Jason Kidd, who doesn't typically sound any more than everything is exactly what I say it is all the time. 214, does anyone else feel bad for Jason Kidd? I do. In my mind, I know he just signed an extension, but in my mind, I was looking at this thing going, man, if he wasn't in on a lot of these decisions, I'd be saying, see you later at the end of this season.
So can I tell
you? There are a lot of people in that organization, if this team tanks, that will lose their jobs and that will be fired.
Through no fault of their own.
Exactly.
Probably. This is where I struggle. I'm not trying to avoid this person's question or give you a half-assed answer. I don't know what he said behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he was there. Yeah, kid, maybe he was there. I'm not saying this whatsoever. But if he was there and he's like, I can't get him to practice for crap. He's setting a terrible example. Maybe this isn't a bad idea. Then, no, I don't feel bad for him at all. However, if he was like, what the hell are you talking about? His work ethic is getting better. He still got us to that freaking NBA Finals. Are you insane?
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, you feel nothing but bad for him. But I realize he's not going to, probably while he's employed, not going to step out and be like, I told him this trade was stupid. I said it was stupid at the time. But, like, that's what I feel like I need to know to decide whether or not I should feel bad for him.
Yeah, I think I need that information too. Because if I don't have that information, I don't know exactly. I've always felt until I heard that it was a edict from Dumont. Like until I heard that, in my mind, it was Jason Kidd had been venting. He had been venting to Nico, and he was just like, "Hey, man, this is frustrating, dude." Like he was just venting. He thought, I'm in a safe space. I can just say what I want. How do you help me fix this? And then Nico was like, I'll take care of this for Jason Kidd. I don't even talk to him either. I'll just go do it. And he's going to be happy that I finally got rid of the cancer. And once I heard Dumont was involved, I was like, okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now this is a completely different story. So I'm with you. I don't know if Jason Kidd was just venting or if he was like, we got to do something different.
Now, you have a couple of different pivot options, and they are very different for the future of this Mavericks team. We talked about it in Crosstalk, in case you missed it there. I think it was it Tim Bontemps? Almost had it. I've been watching too much True Blood.
Bontemps.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Who suggested...
Miss Belfour.
That... First few seasons are really good.
They are.
That suggested that the Mavericks go ahead and trade away Anthony Davis, which at that point feels like full on, all right, we messed it up. Let's rebuild. Or...
Which again puts Jason Kidd in like a... What?
Yeah.
We spent all offseason and last year collecting these pieces to build this team to go to a championship. And now you're going to tell me that you traded Luka and the guy that you traded him for, you're just going to move on from? And we still don't have any crap picks?
That is why I don't think they can do that. Even if it's the smart thing to do. Like, let's say some team walks along and they're like, hey, we'll give you one of our good or solid young players and 2 first-round picks for Anthony Davis. And you're like, oh, well, maybe that is best for the rebuild of this team. I just think PR-wise, you can't do it. But then again, everything that the Mavericks have done PR-wise has been the opposite of what I thought common sense would prevail along the way. So you have that choice of moving on from Anthony Davis and, I would assume, essentially closing your competitiveness for the next couple of years. Or you have the bold solution from ESPN.com, which I bet lots of people have lots of thoughts about this. Trade for Kevin Durant. The deal would go down like this per ESPN, not per Kevin Hagelin, per ESPN. Mavericks get Kevin Durant. And all the Mavericks have to trade them is Klay Thompson and PJ Washington.
All right.
And Najee Marshall.
I don't like that.
And Derek Lively.
Okay, this is stupid.
And a 2025
first. Why would I want a 65-year-old Kevin Durant when I have Derek Lively? Hey, both of them are the same injury risk. One of them is just his knees might snap like dry breadsticks here soon.
Would it be particularly infuriating if to make this happen, you give up your 25 first-round pick and we got Luka off the board? We got a 29 first-round pick. That's the part that I'm like, I did not think people would stand for that. And it said, getting Durant, one of Kyrie Irving's closest friends and his former Brooklyn teammate, would be a clear way to ensure the team's perimeter and ball handling stays afloat while Kyrie Irving rehabs.
Is this the Dallas Kyrie Irvings? Is that what? Because remember last week, wasn't it? Hey, we got tired of the world revolving around Luka. The whole world's revolving around Kyrie, an older player who is now injured.
Yes.
And we're like, hey, it's still revolving around him. That was the wrong choice. You had 2 choices. You chose the wrong one. What was the movie? The Wrong Kid Died. That's what it feels
like. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like right now.
I don't see any way.
What are you even getting for Anthony Davis? What are you getting?
And that's another great question. Because as I brought up, I think people are mad either way. Let's say you trade Anthony Davis for a disappointing return. A guy in a first-round pick. And you're like, huh. Okay, so we traded Luka for a couple guys and a couple first-round picks. Sweet. But on the other hand, what if you were to trade Anthony Davis and got like 3 first-round picks? Then the fan base is going to come down on you and be like, oh, what do you know? Open market. You got 3 first-round picks.
Look what you can
for
get.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And you got 1 for LeBron.
I'd say if I was Nico? I'd just be like, yeah, nobody would give 3 first-round picks for Luka, but Anthony Davis, they will.
Yeah,
I don't know. They've spun it poorly the entire time.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Kevin, I asked one of our friends who's been in sports PR for a very long time, is this the biggest sports PR debacle you've ever seen? He said, without a doubt. Without it. And Kevin, we've seen like OJ. But like all the things that we've dealt with,
yeah,
this is the wildest debacle of just watching it implode for no reason. Other than let's just watch the world burn. That's what it feels like he was doing, Kevin.
At this point,
I'm still venting. I'm sorry, guys.
At this point, I want everybody, I want every Mavericks game to be the younger players playing, and hopefully that piles up a lot of losses. You get a better opportunity in the draft lottery. I know people will throw out the Mavericks have never improved in the draft lottery. In fact, frequently they have been dropped down in the draft lottery, but somehow I'm hoping the sports gods see everything that has happened here and been like, all right, you guys need Cooper Flagg, because the way it's all gone down is just unfair. And I'm not
sports
saying
sports gods aren't thinking that. They're thinking you're just going to screw up Cooper Flagg too.
That
probably
is
trade him away the day after you get him.
Look, that might be true, but I just want to remind them that, hey, we didn't make these trades. Most of us would not have made,
just like the gravity rules in Arizona, we didn't make the rules.
Luka trade. But I will tell you, if somehow the Mavericks got Cooper Flagg, it would make me feel a little bit better and not like our franchise is totally screwed.
It would make me feel like we're still far away.
That's fair.
Like we have a player, we have a potentially generational player right here in DFW, Kevin, is how I would feel. And I remember what that feeling was like 2 months ago.
Yes. Absolutely.
But now we're starting back over. Remember when Luka was here and you were like, hey, we got Dennis Smith Jr. and Luka. And that was it. Like, that's the feeling I would have having Cooper Flagg.
From the 817, you're saying if we had KD and AD with Caleb Martin, Christie, Exum, Gafford, and Lively and await Kyrie's return, we wouldn't be dominant?
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't have Lively because you've traded him away. Remember, Caleb Martin still isn't healthy enough to play just quite yet. Kyrie Irving is going to miss probably about half the season. Anthony Davis will be coming off an injury as well. And Kevin Durant has had some of injury concerns, even more minor, of his own. No, I don't think any part of that team would be dominant.